Time now for a look at education, and the Royal National College for the Blind in Hereford offers families and prospective students many ways to find out more about the campus, about the courses and life at the college in general. Now, there has been a recent event, but Easter holds more. If you'd like to take a look, and we have with us Sophie Cornes to tell us more. Thanks for joining us, Sophie.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me. We've been holding a number of virtual events over the last few months, which have been aimed at prospective parents and students to give them more of an overview of what the college has to offer.
You are hosting tours of the college. That's coming up over the Easter break. Has that been difficult with the sort of restrictions or ever-changing restrictions, especially when you're planning something like this?
Of course, we have had to put in a number of restrictions to make sure that our visitors and the people conducting the tours are absolutely safe. But we're really delighted to be able to offer potential parents and students the opportunity to actually come and experience the facilities.
How will that all work then? You know, if people got in touch with you, and we will give details a little bit later, and said, you know, we'd like to come along, how does it work and what kind of things would they be able to see?
We have tours taking place between the 6th and the 15th of April, and we have specific time slots. So anyone who's interested can contact us either by phone or email, and we would send them a list of the available slots. All they need to do is contact us with the time that they want to come, and we can reserve it especially for them.
Is this a virtual tour, or are you actually having people turn up and go around the college itself?
We're really delighted that we can actually have people coming to have a look round. Unfortunately, we can't have any staff or students there, again, to meet with our safety restrictions. But they can actually come and see the campus, look at the facilities. We offer courses for students between the ages of 16 and 25, and we offer quite a blend of courses, everything academic from A-levels right through to vocational courses, BTECs, NVQs. And we also offer, of course, independent living skills and mobility training. But more importantly, we can make quite a flexible, personalised program for each individual student, because we understand that everybody's different and everybody wants something different from their experience at RNC.
That's an interesting point you make, Sophie, about the whole mobility, you know, independent living, really complementing the academic side of things, because probably more so for young people or older people who perhaps just lost their sight, you know, getting those skills is just as crucial as the certificates themselves.
Every student that comes to us is assessed so that we can make sure that we're offering the correct level of support for them. Most of our independent living skills training and mobility training is done on a one-to-one basis as well. So we can really tailor courses and programmes to the individual.
And the facilities themselves, all accessible. You're for residential, do you still do that?
Absolutely, and really proud of the fact that everything in our college is adapted. It's all specifically focused on specialist needs for people with visual impairment. Of course, we are just like any other further education college, but we also have this amazing kind of bolt-on extra which caters specifically for people with visual impairment.
If people would like to come along, perhaps can't make the dates that you have opened at the moment, can they arrange individual virtual visits or in-person visits?
They can. They just need to give us a call or drop us a line, and we will do our best to try and cater for them. We're hoping that as restrictions start to lift, particularly towards the second half of the summer term, we will be able to offer more tours and really just help people find out more about the college.
Great. Well, just a reminder, Sophie, the dates for the Easter visits and how do people get in touch?
We're offering tours from the 6th of April through to the 15th of April. It will be two tours a day. So people can give us a call on 01432 265 725 or they can email us on info@rnc.ac.uk, or alternatively have a look at our website www.rnc.ac.uk for more information.
Sophie, let's hope that many families and prospective students do get in touch. It's a fabulous campus, lots to offer there, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for having me.